Hey, everybody. Welcome in once again to another episode of Investing in Real Estate. I'm your host, Clayton Morris. I'm a longtime real estate investor, and I've rehabbed hundreds of properties with my team over the years. And a common question we always get around the holidays is, well, is it going to be difficult to rent the property? And do you guys do renovations during the winter? To which my answer is yes and yes. So on today's episode, we're going to talk about renovating properties in the winter. Now, whether you are a DIY style person, you like to go out there and do the work yourself, or you are working with a team like ours to get a property renovated, here are some key takeaways and why I think this is honestly my favorite time of year to renovate properties. It's something I learned many years ago when I bought some of my first properties in the Michigan area. Was that it's easier to find properties in the winter because, and you're also going to find better deals typically in the winter because there's not as much competition. People, let's be honest, people get lazy during the holidays. You know what I'm talking about, right? You got the hot cocoa cooking on the stove and there's gingerbread houses and people are overeating and there's holiday parties. And the last thing you're thinking about is going out trying to find a rental property or trying to find a property to renovate in the snow and slogging through the snow. So if you know, deals can pop up, the types of deals we're able to find and get that my team does, you know, this is one of our favorite times of year. There's just frankly less competition. And you'll also notice that too in the retail market. If you drive through your neighborhood and you see houses that are listed for sale, there's going to be far fewer houses listed for sale during the holiday time. Well, no one wants to move during the holidays. It's just, you know, people, they're in the school district and people just typically don't want to move. But that is different when it comes to rental property. And here's why. I want to go through a number of key reasons why this is our busiest time of year. Number one, it's, well, let's just say if it wasn't my team, let's just say you were doing this on your own and you were hiring contractors. It's much easier to find contractors during the winter. They're looking for work. Those big outside projects, those big roofing projects, those big ground up new construction projects are not in full swing during those cold winter months. You may still see a few of them, but chances are they're not framing houses in the winter. They're not out there, you know, building the frames to the houses. They're doing indoor work. And that means there's more competition for indoor jobs. And you actually could pay cheaper amounts to a contractor that you're hiring sort of on a subcontracting basis. So if you're hiring a contractor, now is a perfect time. And, you know, contractors want to work inside during the winter. So those projects that will enable them to finish off a basement or to put in new kitchen cabinets, to finish and renovate a bathroom for you, all of those things, you're going to find usually cheaper rates for a contractor during the winter. Now, what are some of the things that would hold you back from renovating in the winter? And quite honestly, not much at all. For our crews, you know, we have multiple crews on our team at Morris Invest. Really, it's rare. I mean, the only thing that slows down is maybe the roof. If there's snow on the roof, that's about the only time that my team can't get up on the roof and put on a new roof is when there's like a foot of snow. But other than that, we're able to get up there and put new roofs on our properties. The only thing that really slows down is doing any kind of cutting of siding. So siding on the house, instead of cutting it outside in the driveway like we normally would, when it's, you know, 17 degrees, 20 degrees, you can really crack that vinyl siding. So you need to bring it inside. It needs to be warmer to cut. So our teams will just simply bring it inside the house where it's nice and toasty, and they'll cut it right there. And then they'll take it outside and snap it in, or just wait till it warms up just a little bit and then take the siding outside and slide it into the side of the house. So siding can crack. That's about one of the only pitfalls. And if there's big snow on the roof, then obviously we can't switch out and put a new roof on the property. That can take a few days till the snow melts or till we can push the snow off the roof, which we've definitely done in the past. So another key thing that people want to know about during the winter is tenants. Okay, so if I buy a property in December, first of all, not only are you going to get great tax benefits because you're closing on the property before the end of the year, which is just an awesome strategy to begin with. So you're going to get that tax boost before the end of the year. But people worry, well, now if I'm going to be rehabbing it, it's going to take, you know, for us, it takes like 4 to 6 weeks to do a rehab, 4 to 6 weeks, depending on the size of the property. So, okay, now we're going to be in January, February. Am I going to find tenants in the dead of the winter? And the answer is yes. If you have a great property management team like we do, then this is the best time of year to find tenants. And I just want you to think about why for a minute. Just think about it. Just ponder it a minute. Why would January, February, March, April be some of the best times to find tenants for your properties? Okay, give up? Yep. If you guessed it, taxes, then you're absolutely right. So a lot of our tenants love to prepay a number of months. So we have a lot of, great blue collar, hardworking tenants in our properties, and they get their tax check back from the federal government, their tax rebate check, and they want to then prepay 4, 5, 6 months of rent on the property. And that's exactly what we do. So it not only enables them to put down a deposit on the property, it also enables them to prepay a number of months. So when other people sort of enter into that jingle bells, we're going to kick back and sit on our hands like Fat Santa, we don't. And that's why I think renovating properties in the winter can really afford you all kinds of benefits. And here are just a few key other ones as it relates to doing the work yourself. So if you are rehabbing properties yourself, you're going to be quoted much cheaper prices simply by your contractors, simply due to the fact that contractors are looking for work and they're willing to work for far less in order to sign more contracts. The same goes for construction materials and other products. Stores are offering great sales prices on products. And if you shop well, and like I said, if you are the DIY person who is doing the renovations yourself or your team, then you're going to find greater deals on products and materials. You're going to find what you're looking for at a reduced price. It's simply the case. And equipment and planning. Here's another key factor of renovating a property in the winter is that with the equipment, a lot of times certain equipment relies on using outdoor airflow. And there are winter-based machines that will keep dust down inside the house. You're actually going to save on, you think about, oh no, I'm going to have windows open. It's going to be cold. I'm going to get snow in the house. No. Often contractors are smart enough to put up plastic sheeting, keep airflow down, regardless of the winter conditions. So to remove that dust and dirt in the equipment, a lot of the equipment is especially made for the winter. So, they're going to put those protective sheets. They're going to cut out any air currents, so you don't have to worry about being cold. I mean, like if you're living in the property now, if it's a rental property, you're probably vacant. But people often think the summer is the best time of year for renovations. There's just so many different factors that could cause you to decide to postpone your renovation project so that it could be completed during the winter. You could have a lot of humidity problems. Humidity during the summer can cause paint not to dry. So if you're painting the outside of the house, you get those thunderstorms, that can be a big problem as well. If you're thinking about doing a basement project, you're thinking about doing a bathroom project on your rental property, wait till the winter. Wait till the winter when you're going to be able to get cheaper contractors, you're going to be able to get cheaper materials prices, and it's going to save you a pretty penny. But for us in the rental turnkey business, like what we do, this is our best time of year. People, we don't slow down at all, and we're able to find tenants at a much faster clip because they have that tax money ready to go. And you also think about December. One of the best times of year to sell a property is in May, right? When in the retail market, and also right before school gets back in around August. So people like to move before school terms, before the school year, or right after the school year lets out. But another area when people actually don't mind moving for school, if they want to move into a different school district, is right around Christmas holiday. So kids are off for the Christmas holiday, they move, and the child will start at the new school in January. And that's really what happened to me. When I first moved in first grade, we moved from Philadelphia into Pennsylvania. And it was right after the holiday that my parents found a great deal on a property. We moved, and I started a new school halfway through the school year. So this is, it is fairly common. But again, so these are the points and reasons why I love the winter, and it doesn't slow us down at all. And plus, you don't have to deal with the health department driving around complaining about high grass, because our contractors are in the house working and there's snow on the ground. So you don't get all the high grass problems that you have to you know, when you're in the middle of a renovation, you own that house. And so for 6 weeks while you're renovating that house, you got to mow the grass, as annoying as that is. And during the winter, you just don't have those, you know, those health department people driving around annoying you. In fact, they like to just go to the coffee shop and hang out with the rest of the other people. So I love the winter. So if you're thinking about a renovation, if you're thinking about picking up a rental property, the winter may be one of the best times to pick one up. I'm Clayton Morris. I would love to hear your feedback and comments, questions, anything you have going on. You can always book a call with our team. And if you're thinking about it, by the way, at the end of the year here, getting on the phone with our team, if you're thinking about picking up a rental property, you know, before the end of the year for tax purposes or whatever, our call, our availability is filling up very quickly. Our calendars for to talk with us for about 30 minutes. We'd like to talk on the phone to get to know you, to get to know what, you know, your financial freedom number looks like, and for us to see if it's a fit, if you're ready to pick up your first rental property. So if you are thinking about doing that, please head on over to our website. It's morrisinvest.com and go ahead and book a call. If you're not interested in that and you're still in the learning phase, great. We've got tons of great resources and things over there to help you get started just learning about rental real estate and creating passive income for you and your family. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you back here on Wednesday with another great episode of Investing in Real Estate. Until then, have a great one. Go out there and take action and become a real estate investor. Much love to you all.